Cheers.
Mine's about, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and we are in Grand Rapids. You've been dragging me around to little bars, and now we're in a really fancy bar.
We are. We are at Reserve Wine and Food with Rob Hanks.
Rob, you've got a drink for us. What is it?
I do. This is a new one that's coming up on our menu. It's called the Lover's Quarrel, mostly because myself and my other bartender, Megan, she really wanted to put a cocktail that had vodka in it, and I was just pretty much against it. Fought her tooth and nail, and then I got bored one night, started using some stuff left over in the kitchen, and here we are.
With a vodka cocktail.
With a vodka. I don't want people to think that it's a vodka-focused cocktail, because it's technically a neutral thing. It's actually going to be mostly a Dolin Blanc vermouth that is infused with strawberry and rhubarb pulp that's left over from the juicing process in the kitchen. And that's going to be just hit with a touch of sugar, rhubarb bitters from Fee Brothers, Kettle One, just kind of dry it out and boost up the alcohol a little bit, and lemon juice.
Rhubarb, Michigan rhubarb?
Everything is Michigan around here. All of the produce in-house comes from within 50 miles of the restaurant.
Nice, except for the lemons, I take it.
Except for the lemons, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about these Michigan strawberries. They are beautiful right now, and this is, of course, the season. Beautiful and red and luscious, so I'm really looking forward to this cocktail. So can you run us through, if somebody wanted to try to make this at home, what they'd do?
Yeah, sure. So if you don't have a juicer at home, you could also just muddle all of these together, let it sit for about a half an hour, about the prime infusion time, and then you're just going to strain it off to get all the pulp out of the Blanc vermouth, and it's going to be an ounce and a half of the Blanc vermouth with just 3/4 of an ounce of vodka, 1 full ounce of lemon juice, and then we use 2-to-1 simple syrup here. You can use 1-to-1. If you're going to use 1-to-1, use 1 full ounce of that with 3 dashes of the Fee Brothers rhubarb bitters.
And that's a fairly low-alcohol cocktail.
It is. It's something that I've really started to enjoy in the past year or so, is coming up with more lower ABV drinks, something that you can sustain throughout the entire day.
So, Rob, one of the things I think is really neat about this drink is that it embodies not only farm to glass, but farm to table to glass. I love that you're using something that's left over from the kitchen, adding it to a cocktail, and kind of completing that whole circuit.
Yeah, we try to do our best here to have the lowest impact on nature surrounding us. We try to use absolutely everything, like, possible. So before we juice lemons, we'll peel them, make oleo. After we juice them, obviously we have the juice for cocktails. Sometimes we take the pith and we dehydrate it, and then we crush it into a powder, which sometimes we use for our house-made bitters. So really, I don't like to see anything get thrown away unless there's just literally nothing left to it.
So you mentioned you're using a Blanc vermouth. I think most people have heard of dry vermouth and sweet vermouth. Can you tell us a little bit about that style?
Really, one of the biggest differences between dry and sweet vermouth is the type of sugar that you're using, whether you're going to be using cane sugar or caramel, and the quantity of that. So essentially, the biggest difference between Blanc vermouth and sweet vermouth is you're using the same amount of sugar that you'd be using for a sweet vermouth, except you're using cane sugar rather than caramel. So you're not going to get that really deep, rich flavor. This one specifically has, to me, a pretty bubblegummy kind of a flavor off of it, which is really kind of pretty, especially for the summer.
All right, I'm going to give the Lover's Quarrel a taste. That's really nice. I love vermouth in cocktails. I think people have a lot of bad associations with vermouth because of the way that it's been stored and kept over the years, but fresh vermouth is just a really delicious thing, and I love seeing it as a base for a cocktail. So you're right, it's definitely a vermouth cocktail with the vodka playing a supporting role, and the strawberry and the rhubarb is really accentuating the great flavors from the vermouth. So thanks.
Rob, appreciate mixing the drink for us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.